Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter.
Have you eaten all your chocolate yet?
I don't get much chocolate anymore at Easter, but that's fine. It's all about the kids anyway.
Yeah.
In that regard.
I mean, mine's gone within the first day, so yeah. I'll have to get it now that it's on special. You know, after Easter Sunday, they
sell all the Easter eggs, so they cheaper.
I should go now.
Go buy them now, Em.
Now, this week for your heartbeat, it was a beautiful heartbeat, and I love the title because it was called Jesus's Magnificent Yes.
Because that's what it was all about. Mm. If he hadn't said yes, we'd still be up the creek with no paddle.
I just loved the beginning because it spoke about all the yeses that people gave to God for Jesus to then give his yes.
Yeah, his plan isn't just a bang, bang. His plan involves so many circumstances, people, relationships, but that's what he's all about. Mm. He cares about people so much, he wants everyone involved in the yes much as possible. Mm. But we actually all are involved in the yes because of Jesus's yes. And then Mary and Joseph and, you know, everything else. And the disciples then had to say yes to follow him. Mm. But we ourselves, everybody has to say yes individually to the Lord.
Mm. And I think we can say yes over and over again in our lives. It's not just a one-off. It's just, yeah, depending on where my new circumstances are, well, what's going on in my life
now. We're different every day.
Mm.
We hopefully over the years have advanced in our thinking and loving and thoughts and the way we live. So we're never the same. I'm not the same as I was when I was 2 or when I was 5 or when I got married or after I have children. Mm. I'm different. Mm. And so my yes needs to be basically said yes every day.
And if we think about the resurrection that we experienced on Easter Sunday, that Jesus rises from the dead, we couldn't have got there unless he'd said yes to the cross. And when you talked about, though, in the garden, his humanity was...
Well, do I have to?
Yes.
Because that's how we would be. We'd say, is there another way?
Completely. I remember when I was pregnant with Hannah, and there's only one way that I know you're going to have a baby, right? Either regardless whether you're going natural or you're going cesarean, you know, either way, there's still pain involved. I remember thinking, is there another way I can do this? Is there another? And like kind of knowing, nope, this is the only way.
Yeah.
And not that that's exactly the same as the Garden of Gethsemane, but that feeling of, yeah, how do I go about this another way? But Jesus saying, no, God, but your will be done. Like expressing and that frustration or pain,
yes,
but saying, but I still do what you want, Lord.
But also Jesus is a prime example of what we need to do as humans to follow him in his yes, in his love, in his selflessness. Mm. Because he experienced everything we've experienced, pain, defeat, hunger, humiliation, you know,
rejection,
joy, everything, you know, all the emotions a human felt, Jesus did.
Mm.
And so we can affiliate with him.
Mm.
He understands us totally.
Mm.
And you can't just, you're just God, so it was easy for you. No, he was fully human and fully divine.
Yeah. Mm. It makes you think, so if I go to God with, let's say, situations in my life where I'm thinking, God, is there another way? But I submit to God's will and I say, God, I will, you know, follow your will. Then from that, God always brings life. That doesn't mean there's not hardship, because like Jesus had to go through the cross, we may still have to go through challenges.
Yes.
But we know that
Jesus is the example of the resurrection of that life that is to come.
But we're also not abandoned on the journey of the hardship either.
Mm.
He walks with us. He actually carries us.
Mm.
He carried all our sins on the cross, so he carries all the pain, suffering, etc. And when you know that, I think you can get, it's like you can breathe in extra courage from him to go through the journey that you might be on, the suffering that you might be having, feeling right now even. But God asks everyone, is it a yes or is it a no?
I liked, you gave some examples of what the cross kind of means. And one of them was, you said, the cross is the reality of God's true love for us. And I just liked that description of it's a reality. Like, it's not just something that happened and then that's it. It's
done. It's just not a moment in history and time that was like any moment. It was so important. And you can see it by, it was so important that the whole world's calendar started from that time.
Yeah. It's like the whole, I remember kind of talking about this at uni only last year, about how the whole of the history of the world was coming towards this point.
Moment. Yes.
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 And then from it, it all comes from that. So yes, it's like this apex almost, it, like to it and then from it. It's
before Christ, after Christ. It was the year zero. And then it goes on from there. I mean, you know, we have other great leaders, other great people who've done stuff for other people or sacrificed or whatever, but it's not like the calendar shifts because of what they have done. So this Jesus, this Son of God, he's the reality of what he did for us, like, changed the world, and it did, and it has, and it will continue to do so. And it's not like, yes, okay, that happened 2025 years ago. It's even happening today in our life, because God is working out salvation for everybody. We all have been given then the choice to accept what he's done on the cross for us and to accept a life with him. But it's, again, it's everybody's choice.
Yeah. So knowing that Jesus said this magnificent yes, how does that change the way that we live our own lives when we come to know that?
Yes, and it should. It should totally change the way we think, the way we act, the way we persevere and push through. Because we know life, there is hardships, but there's also great joy, great experiences of love, of affection, of glorious joy, glorious glory from the Lord, sort of thing. He gets the glory, but we get the effect of that glory, which is then, you know, a place in heaven where there is no more weeping, no more tears, no more bad. It's all good. But also, it doesn't have to start when we get to heaven. It can start now.
Yep.
And even though, yes, there'll be tears here on the earth because we're still living in the world, we can start with the heavenly values and standards now, the heavenly joy now.
And often at this time of Easter, we hear lots of people talk about how we are people of the resurrection. And that's because we can, like you said, right now, we can already live with joy. We can already live knowing that there's the reality that God loves us.
Yes.
We can already live knowing that God chose to lay down his life for us. Jesus chose. The great scripture that you use, John 10:18, the line that I wrote down was, I lay it down of my own accord. He made this choice for us.
Yes.
And I think sometimes if you've done a few Easters in your life, it can be easy for that to just wash over you and just, oh, another one.
I remember when I was a teenager and, you know, you're listening to music, and I was listening to a lot of Christian gospel songs and stuff, and there was one singer I used to follow, and his name was Larry Norman.
Nice. Yeah.
You probably never heard of
him.
No,
I haven't.
But he wrote this song, and it said, if there's life on other planets, I'm sure that he must know, because he's been there once already and died to save their souls.
Mm.
And it really struck me that, you know, we don't know if there's life on other planets. Yeah. But if you were the only one on the earth, I've heard it before said, that Jesus would still have come and died for you. That's how great a love he has for his creation. And we are above the creatures because we've been given a soul, a spirit, a fully comprehending mind to choose. So, and God loves humanity completely.
I think when we grasp even just some of the depths of that, because we can never grasp it all, then if we allow it, it can change the way that we live our life. And so next week in our Heartbeat, in our podcast, we're going to talk about how do we say yes to God. And I think it's a really fitting topic to move on to, knowing that Jesus has said yes. So then how do we respond to that? How do we say yes and continue to say yes over and over? So our weekly challenge for this week is to reflect on Jesus's yes.
On the reality of the cross.
And so I encourage you to join us next week. We're really looking forward to this topic about talking about how do we say yes to God. So thanks for chatting with us this week. We've enjoyed chatting and we look forward to being with you again next time.
Happy Easter, everybody.